Have you guys ever had someone make a huge promise to you and the details of it are something that you want so bad? Could have been going to your favorite restaurant or something even bigger, like a theme park, like Disney World. Could it be that you are waiting to get the brand new toy of the year and that you've waited for such a long time? It's like the first time in forever. Well, this guy named Abram, who's from the Bible, was given a promise that we're going to talk about today. It's found in Genesis chapter 15. And if you don't know where Genesis is, it's the first book of the Bible. So that's pretty easy. Abram was super old and super rich. He had almost everything that he could have ever wanted. I mean, he had a good-looking wife, lots of money, lots of animals, employees, friends, you name it. But there was one thing that Abram really wanted, and it was a kid. See, Abram and his wife Sarai couldn't have kids, and they tried for so long. Remember that Abram was already an old guy. Now, Abram wasn't able to grow up in church and hear about the God that we serve. Instead, he worshiped another God that wasn't even real. Well, one day, Abram heard the real God speak, and he told Abram who he was and that he wanted Abram to start to follow him. So out of obedience, Abram began to follow God, and another name for him is Yahweh. See, God loved Abram, and he loved the people of his day, even though they sinned and refused to know the one true God. And he wanted all people to know him and return to him. So fast-forwarding a little bit, Abram was promised by God one thing, and this one thing was that the very thing that he wanted so bad. It was a kid. In fact, God wanted to give him more than just one. But he wanted to make him, as the Bible says, father of many nations and to be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Now, isn't that insane? Now, I have another question. Have you ever had someone make a huge promise and not keep their word? See, that's never a good feeling. So for Abram, after hearing God speak to him, this question surely went through Abram's mind. He actually asked God, how could this even be done? And you know what? God wasn't mad at Abram's question. Rather, he took this moment to build Abram's faith. See, God asked Abram to go get a few animals and birds and kill them. Little odd, I know. See, in Abram's day, it was common for people to make a promise with sacrificed animals or killed animals. So God used what Abram knew to display his point. He then told him to split all the animals, but the birds in half, and hang them separately from each other. After being obedient to what God had said, he fell asleep, and God gave him a vision that spoke on his future people. After this, he woke up and saw this weird image of a pot, something like a big boiling pot, filled with smoke moving between the dead separate bodies of the animals that Abram had to sacrifice. Now, all of this sounds really strange, and you might be asking, why do I need to know this? Well, I got an answer for you. It's because God also makes promises with us that are good for us and ultimately beneficial for all those affected by it. See, God's promises to Abram helped him to know that God cares about Abram and his desires, but more importantly, it's shown that God has a greater plan than even our biggest hopes and desires. See, God's plan goes way beyond us. In fact, it really isn't even about us. It's about God himself. See, God used Abram to birth a nation, and it's called Israel. God loved Israel, and he even called this group of people his own children. As time continued, it led to the coming of Jesus, who would ultimately be our Savior, because we all have fallen short of the glory of God, and we need a personal Savior. And see, without this, we wouldn't be able to be God's friend, and we would be eternally separated from God, which absolutely breaks his heart. So, long story short, God made a promise with Abram that wouldn't be broken, and that would be used to help everyone know who God is, and that he sent Jesus to change and save us. Also, God made the promise with Abram. See, God not only made the promise, but he made sure that nothing would break up his promise. When we make promises with people and vice versa, they often break up and tear the relationship with the other person. But when God makes promises to us, it is never broken, and he will make certain that it is good. That's why Abram never went through the sacrifice animals, and only the smoking pot did, who was God himself. Guys, we can know that God's promises are good, and that they are meant for us, more than we can ever imagine, including our own benefit, but for his glory and his love for all people to know him personally. So I challenge you guys today to ask God, what are his promises to you, and how can I obey and trust that he is good?